My only freedom is the freedom I have in my mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. My only freedom is the freedom I have in my mind. We can have the freedom to travel the world, and we don't see anything. We can have the freedom to read a book all night long, but we don't read any words. We can have the freedom to be pleasant to ourselves and to others, but if we don't really do it in our mind, in our heart, then we are sort of useless people. Now, what sort of people are the people who don't know how to use freedom? Well, the people who don't know how to use freedom are the people who say that they can't do things, that they don't know how to do things, that some things are troublesome to them. They say, our friend this morning, she was saying, her son said, "I can't do this." I said, "Well, Anthony, what about this?" And he said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "Never say you don't know. Always say, I'll think about that." You know, because the minute you say you don't know, your mind tunes in and says, "Oh, you don't know. So then, even though you know all things, I'm not going to reveal it to you." And so, as we begin to have the freedom of our mind to think positively, think joyously, and think wonderfully, we get great results in our mind, in our body, in our affairs. Ellen, when you went to Australia, what did you see? Did you see the people? Did you see the continent? Did you see the cities and the towns? And what was the most compelling thing that you experienced when you were in Australia? Was it the experience with the people or the experience with the property, the seeing the scenes? What was the most compelling thing for you think about it?
The most was, for me, the Sydney, the Grand Opera. And when we came with the boat there, and then we went to the opera, and all the people there, it was an atmosphere which was, just gave me a sense of freedom. It was wonderful.
Now, you say it was wonderful, and you say it gave you a sense of freedom, but what was it? Now, you now are a few years away from that experience. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Now, as you remember it, do you remember it in your mind, or do you remember it in the photograph album that you have?
Well, no, in my mind.
Oh, I see, in your mind.
Of course.
Well, now, why do you remember it in your mind?
Because everything is thought, and when I think of it, I'm just right there. I'm living it.
You have the freedom to enjoy it or not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, did you have any unhappy incidences while you were on your trip?
I would not remember anything unhappy.
Why not?
Because I am happy from within, and everything, wherever I go, I take my happiness with me.
You are free to have whatever you want in your mind.
Right.
Now, Ingeborg, when you were living in Italy during the Second World War, and the Germans and the Italians and the Allies and so forth were all around there making a big mess out of everything, what sort of attitude did you have? Did you have any unhappy experiences, or do you remember only the happy experiences?
I have only the happy experiences.
What would be one of the happy experiences you have the freedom to remember?
That in some way I was always, even if I was in a danger situation, I came always out free and whole and perfect.
And what about sitting on your mother's desk as the postmistress for the city, and you were helping her with her work, helping her, you know, and all the people greeted you as the little postmistress, didn't they?
Yes.
And that was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yes.
Is that still a memory, a happy memory in your heart?
Well, it is there, but
Not a happy memory?
Yes, it is a happy memory.
Yeah, well, I would think so. I mean, if you're going to help me with my talk here, help me with my talk on talking about the happy things, you know. But when Ingeborg was living in Italy, she lived there through her teenage years, and she had many great experiences, and she had many challenges. It was a free love experience going on at that time, with the soldiers feeling they could, you know, enjoy anybody they wanted to. And Ingeborg says, no, that's not for me. She says, I'm going to decide who I want to have as my friend and who I want to have. And they respected her because she made the freedom of choice, and she didn't say, I don't like you. She just said, no, I choose to have my own choices of who I want to have a relationship with. And so you have these happy memories, don't you?
Yes.
And you have many more, too. And what about your experiences with the Japanese?
That was a good experience.
And here you are in the European area. You're in Germany and Italy, and you dealt with the Italians, you dealt with the Germans, which is your nationality, and then you dealt with the Japanese. And you weren't even over in Japan, were you?
2 times.
You went to Japan 2 times. Well, good. Happy times, huh?
Yes.
Now, why did you have a happy experience with the Japanese in Japan?
Because I was the only secretary there, and I could also help them when there was some difficulty with the authority or with the when they rented an apartment with the.
But you were the secretary to what?
To the Japanese.
Yeah, but that's a rather general thing. Wouldn't you say you were the secretary to the Japanese shipping lines for which you worked?
Yeah.
It makes a difference, you know. Mm-hmm. The emperor didn't have her as a secretary, but that would have been fun too, wouldn't it? Be a German secretary to the Japanese emperor.
Strange, I was hired in the first office. The day I went to the office, it was up in January. I was alone there. I didn't know what to do and how to answer the telephone and nothing. I was the boss of everything.
That's kind of fun, isn't it? Would you say that way you learn very quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, when we do happy things, my freedom is freedom I have in my mind. And in your mind, you weren't frightened being alone in the office. You were sort of amused, and you were thinking, whatever comes, comes, and it's going to be a great, wonderful enjoyment. And you had the freedom to be frightened or the freedom to just take it as it is and flow with it, right? And you took it as it was and flowed. And they loved you. They loved you, number one, because they couldn't understand you, and number two, because you were a very powerful, dominant lady. And you knew what you wanted to do, and nobody was pulling the wool over your eyes because you had the freedom to be yourself, and you loved it.
Well, one of the Japanese, and even at home, his son in kindergarten explained that his dad has a secretary that is very good and that keeps for them and does everything for them and helps them.
And where did the son learn that?
At home, at his home.
His father told him. So you can be sure that the father told the boy this, and that's how the boy had that story to tell, which is very good. But you see, we all have the freedom to do our best in our jobs, to do our best in our relationships, to do our best in our trips around the world. And if we don't do it, then we have the freedom to feel happy or unhappy about it. Now, some people, I didn't have time. Well, did you do well what you had time to do? That's all. Whatever you chose to do, did you do it well? Did you give it your best? Are you proud of what you've done? And you see, you have the freedom to do that. And if you don't have the opportunity to do a lot, do a little well. And you want to always be proud of everything you do, because then you don't have to make excuses to anybody about anything. And you can just say, yep, I put in that square foot of grass there. See how green it is and see how it grows so beautifully? Well, why didn't you do the rest of the lawn? Well, I wasn't instructed to do that, and we didn't have the money to buy the sod to do that. But we got that little piece of sod there, and isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? And you did it beautifully. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if you looked at our front lawn here, and you saw one little square of sod there, and it looked so beautiful, and the rest was just dirt. You'd say, why don't you do the rest of it, you know? Why don't you do the rest of it? And you say, well, it's not in the budget. And so they say, well, I tell you what, every time I go to town, I'll bring you a square of sod, and we'll put it in there. And it may take, you know, a lot of trips to town. Mm-hmm. We don't go that often. But within a couple of years, we could have that whole thing sodded. Wow, wouldn't that be exciting? And some trips you think, let's buy two squares. And you see, you have the freedom to make a game out of it, to have it be joyous, to have it be a lot of fun. And this is what our life is. Be yourself and have fun. Whoever you are, whatever beautiful person you are inside yourself, be that. And naturally have fun, because anybody who is living, who is not having fun being themselves and not having fun living, is making a big joke out of living. Because be yourself and have fun. This should be everyone's clarion call. This should be everyone's choice to be a happy person and to do things that are beneficial. Now, I've dealt with so many little children who end up saying, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to hit my sister over the head with the roller skates. And I'll say, okay, give me your roller skates. And can I hit you over the head? No, no, you'll hurt. Ah, then you know it'll hurt. Then don't do that to anybody. Never do anything to anybody that'll hurt them, because you don't want that done to you. And he says, yeah. And today, that boy is the president of the Lund Corporations in Minneapolis, worth about $4 or $5 billion. And when I worked with him as a little child with the family, he was just a normal kid of about 12 or 13, you know. And, you know, he knows better. But then he had to take over the whole family, because his mother and father died, and they had to take over the whole thing. And today he's president of the whole operation. But he has these principles. He likes himself, and he likes everybody in his world. It's wonderful when we take charge and do things like that and make our life worthwhile. My only freedom is the freedom I have in my mind. And so let's use the freedom we have in our mind in a beautiful way, so that we'll always be proud of ourselves and happy with everything we do. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.